AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The president and his former secretary of state were targets of criticism today as New Hampshire Republicans began a two-day leadership conference that is attracting GOP presidential hopefuls and those who are thinking about entering the race.
As the first in the nation GOP summit got underway, there was criticism of Hillary Rodham Clinton from former New York Governor George Pataki.
She doesn't have a growth agenda. She doesn't have a positive agenda. She's going to try to frighten people.
Former Texas Governor Rick Perry, meanwhile, touted his executive experience and said the president's lack of it has hurt the country.
Economically, militarily, and foreign policy-wise, we're paying a tremendous price.
Perry says he's been studying up on the issues and won't make the same mistakes as he did 4 years ago if he decides to run again. Jerry Bodlander, Nashua, New Hampshire.
An Ohio man, Aridi Sheikh Mohammed, has been arraigned on terrorism charges in Columbus.
Mr. Mohammed had plans to and did travel to Syria. He received terrorism training there on weapons, combat, and tactics.
Assistant U.S. Attorney Doug Squire says Mohammed, who pleaded not guilty today, also faces charges of returning to the U.S. to attack a military base or prison. Mohammed's attorney says his client is a normal young man.
This young man, 23 years of age, from Somalia, comes here, loses a brother in a war in Syria that had nothing to do with the United States. And what impact that had on him is known only to him.
A Maryland man arrested for scaling a White House fence last year is pleading guilty in connection with a case, sentencing set for July 2nd. A large gas explosion has closed traffic on a major highway north of Fresno, California, and injured at least 15 people, four of them critically. This is AP Radio News. A basketball legend is expected to make a full recovery following a heart procedure in Los Angeles.
Basketball Hall of Famer Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is recovering at a Los Angeles area hospital following quadruple coronary bypass surgery. The former Lakers legend had the surgery on Thursday, the day of his 68th birthday, at the Ronald Reagan UCLA Medical Center. According to the surgeon who performed the operation, he is expected to make a full recovery. During his 20-year NBA career, Abdul-Jabbar was a six-time MVP and a six-time champion. He is the NBA's all-time leading scorer. Mark Myers, Los Angeles.
A whodunit mystery into who carted away Kentucky bourbon by the barrelful could pop open. Authorities appear close to revealing details about a possible theft ring. So far, one person has been arrested in the theft of wild turkey from a Kentucky warehouse. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.